audio boo and boom and bang. It is Christmas Eve. Excuse me? Yeah. It is Christmas Eve and
I'm not working.
And Jeff is not working. And I was shut up. And I was asked to demonstrate how I make my stuffing.
Get the stuffing knocked out of you, won't you?
Right. So it's 4:30 in the afternoon.
The end of December.
My time. So it means it's 2:30 in the UK, which means that in half an hour, probably, we will be listening to BBC Radio 4.
Yes, as we always do.
On Christmas Eve, where they play the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols from King's College.
Live.
And I decided that I was going to at least make the stuffing today, because trying to make everything tomorrow seems like a very exhausting and perhaps not such a wise shit. Excuse me.
Sorry.
For those of you who get offended by swearing on audio, it happens. It happens. I don't do it gratuitously, but if something comes out, it comes out. I'm going to make a chestnut stuffing.
You gonna roast it?
No.
On an open fire?
I personally, and I know that other people do this as well, do not cook my stuffing inside the bird. Not only because I don't really eat meat, I've done it before as well, because it's tastier and apparently healthier. And it just comes out better because I'm trying to cook the stuffing inside the bird. And I'm not stuffing a bird this year. I just have some turkey parts for those who eat them. And other things for those of us who don't. So, my ingredients are as follows. I've got two large onions. I've got celery. It's only about 2 cups of celery. I'll cut it so it will be small, maybe a bit more. You can have or double these quantities depending on what you like. I have a loaf of bread, sliced bread. This one is wholemeal or whole wheat. You can use whichever bread you like. Some people use white, some people use any kind of, you know, you can do it with like gluten-free. I've got chestnuts, vacuum-sealed chestnuts. You don't need to put them, by the way. The original recipe that my late friend Julia Johnson taught me, and which this recipe is based on, does not call for chestnuts, but I like to add them, and I might also add some cranberries. Not a lot. What? What?
Cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. As you were.
Back into your box.
Rosie and I will just sit over here out of the pot, over here, pretending that we're not here.
Yes, Harry. Fred.
Fred, yeah.
So,
George. Fred's dead.
Stop it, it's Christmas. I'm just peeling the onion now. I've put the oven to heat on about 180
Celsius.
Celsius, which is about 350 Fahrenheit. Gas mark, I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know. Some of the ovens in the UK, the gas ovens have gas marks on them, like gas mark 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Gas mark
Well, whatever you'd use for baking a cake.
Yeah, normal temperature.
All right. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I also use butter.
You can use, I'm sure you can use oil or margarine, but I use butter because it's lovely. Salt and pepper. Now what Julia used to put in this stuffing, and I never did, is sage sausages. She used to cut them up really small and add them in. I don't. Because A, I don't think you could get sage sausages here, but you can use regular sausages and some sage as well. So, but I don't want to make this a meaty stuffing. I think the stuffing shouldn't be, a lot of people make the stuffing way too heavy and too fatty, too greasy, and then I personally don't really like it. I like my stuffing, well, I don't want to say light, because stuffing is not a light food by nature, but it can be less heavy and more kind of like freshy. That's why I add more celery than most people add. I think Julia's recipe only calls for like a cup and a half of celery, and I put two because I just like the crunchiness and the flavor. So I am chopping the onion. Two onions, really dicing them. And then I will chop the celery, and then I will pick up a piece of onion that fell, only a little piece. And then, this is something that you can do. It's easy to make because you stick it all in the saucepan at the same time. You don't need to melt the butter. I mean, you can melt the butter first, but there's really no need because it's all going to cook anyway. Now, I've got some fresh thyme here. I don't know if I'm going to add it. I'll see. You might add a little bit of fresh thyme. You can really play with this recipe. I'm a very big fan of like just kind of like playing with stuff as you go along. So if you're like, oh, you know, maybe I'll add this and that, you know, experiment with it. Don't add too much stuff because sometimes less is more, but I don't know, depending on how it smells. I may add some thyme. And maybe even one teaspoon, I know it's going to sound weird, but it gives it a nice flavor without making it sweet, of date honey, or you guys can use regular honey if you want. It's not going to make it sweet, it's just going to give it some color and kind of soften it. I'm not going to add like enough to taste it. That's the onions all chopped up. Got me celery, which has been cleaned it, and we cleaned it and washed it and dried it, and I had a whole big stalk of celery, like a big thingy with the leaves and the stalks. I'm using just the stalks, of course, with a little bit of the leaves. The celery leaves give a nice flavor, so I use a little bit of them. Make sure when you use fresh celery like that hasn't been pre-washed at the shop, that you wash it very well because it will have earth. I've washed it. The best way to wash it is to actually take a big bowl of water, like tap water, and, you know, leave it there. Leave it in there for half an hour once you separate the stalks. And then strain it, pour the water out, and you'll see that there's earth at the bottom of the bowl. Wash out the bowl, rinse the celery, and do it again. Another 10, 15 minutes,
And then, you know, fill it again, I guess, like the second, so twice. Fill it up, let it soak for a few minutes, rinse it out, change the water, make sure you empty, make sure you get all the earth out of the bowl, and do it again, so twice. Now you want to cut the celery into very small, don't like dice it in the food processor because you want a bit of a crunch. That's why I'm not using my food processor. But cut it small. Cut it small so that, you know,
not eating chunks of celery.
Yeah, like this one. Now I'll quickly talk through the recipe in case this boo runs out or something.
You got plenty of time.
Once you've got the celery and onion chopped in the saucepan, put a half a cup or about 100 grams or so of butter in this case. You don't want to use butter, you can put about a third of a cup of oil in there. Or margarine if you really want. I actually advocate against using margarine. It's a very processed food, lots of chemicals, and shouldn't really be consumed by humans or any other living things. Butter is actually a lot better than margarine for you. Even if you've got cholesterol. Margarine is no better for you if you have cholesterol. In fact, it's worse. If you shouldn't be eating butter, you shouldn't be having margarine either. That's the point.
Margarine is yellow chemical gunk.
It's terrible. Right. At least cholesterol that's in the butter, our body knows how to digest it. And it's not the case with Marge. And Marge.
You may as well eat plastic.
It is a bit plasticky. Yes. We just had a lovely pot of fresh brewed tea.
Oh, there's still some left.
Leaf tea. Oh no, we didn't finish the pot yet.
No.
So, once that's chopped up, you add the butter. You start with 100 grams. If you see later that the stuffing, the mixture isn't wet enough, you can add some more. And you start that off, you know, on a kind of medium-high temperature until it starts to boil or kind of simmer, and then turn it down. So don't cook it on high because it will burn. Turn it down and keep stirring it until it all softens. Don't overcook it. Don't make it mushy. Just let it soften. And then add your chestnuts and, you know, cut up your chestnuts. Add them. Add your salt, pepper. If you want to use sausage, add the sausage in the beginning. You may even want to do the sausage first.
before you add your onion and celery. You want to put sage, thyme, whatever. Then what you do is you make sure you get a bread that is not, you know, that's got a lot of, that's not just crust, because you actually need to remove the crust. So that's got a lot of kind of like the middle. So it's soft bread. You want soft bread. It doesn't necessarily have to be baked the same day. It could be a day old. I mean, don't get moldy bread. But if you can't get it fresh that day, it doesn't really matter if it's from the day before. So basically what you want to do is remove the bread crusts and just kind of mush the bread with your hands. Like, you know, just take it apart, turn it into, not crumbs, but kind of like mushy, you know? Like, just take the bread apart and make it all into this kind of even... texture with your hands. And then when the put that in a bowl, and when the stuffing is the other is ready, while it's still hot, pour it over the bread. Make sure all the, you know, all the bread gets a bit gets wet. Make sure there's no dryness. If it's not wet enough, melt some more butter and add it, because there's no point. It has to be wet. Then mix it all up. If you want to add some cranberries, you can. You know, with whichever spices, like I say. And then, because I don't bake it inside the stuffing, then if you want to stuff the bird with it, then put it in the bird. But I don't really know a lot about cooking it in the bird. What I do is I put it in a casserole dish or a baking dish in the oven at about 350 or 180 for about an hour at least, until it forms a little bit. It doesn't go crispy at the top. You don't want it to go too crispy on the top, but until you can see that it's cooked and you can smell it. Yeah, let's see if butter's on. Oh, there it is. So I've got the onion and the celery starting, and there's my 100 grams of butter. Now I'll put the lid.
Probably just somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes left.
Okay. The lid is on the pot. When things start to heat up in there, I'll turn it down. Keep it with the lid on. Keep cooking it with the lid on. Now, I've got these vacuum-sealed chestnuts. I know chestnuts come in all sorts of, you know, sometimes you can get them frozen, sometimes you can get them vacuum-sealed, sometimes you get them absolutely fresh, you know, in like a nest net kind of thing. Sometimes you get them tinned, I think. I have them vacuum-sealed, like... almost like sun-dried tomatoes or tomatoes, whatever. And they keep quite a while, like that. So I've just cut open the packet. And so it's no longer vacuum sealed, obviously. So they look, in this case, they look kind of, they're round, they're peeled, obviously. In this case, I want to see if it tastes okay, because I've had it for a while. It tastes fine. I'm going to
them on the chopping board here. And I'm just going to cut them into like quarters. There's probably about half a cup, or maybe a bit more actually. We had them for quite a while, so they're not the freshest they can be, but they taste fine because they have been vacuum sealed. And once they, I'm actually slicing them, to be fair. And once they're cooked with the rest of the things, they'll get their nice flavor. But they still have a nice flavor. They're not off or anything. Otherwise, I wouldn't use them. So I'm just slicing them. You don't need to really mush them. You can puree them if you want. If you want complete, you know, if you don't want any kind of lumps, you can make things mushier. I like crunch a little bit, so I don't. But if you like your stuffing to have one texture, then just make sure everything is diced smaller than my instructions. So mush up the bread well, dice your onions and your celery to a very fine, you know, that's if you like your stuffing soft, almost like mashed potatoes. I prefer it. Not with big pieces, but a different texture. I don't like that kind of texture in stuffing. Right, so I have cut these chestnuts, but I'm not putting them in. I'm going to put them in close to when I'm turning off the stove, the cooker, because chestnuts burn quite easily. Okay, cut down. So the butter is starting to melt into the celery and onion. It's starting to get an aroma, but it's not yet. It hasn't gone soft at all yet, so I'll still leave this on high. And then the way to heat it up, I might not even cook it all the way, you know what I mean? I might cook it like partly. Covered in foil, and then tomorrow, before Christmas dinner, like an hour before, I'll put it in the oven, uncover it, and let it cook the rest of the way. I don't want it to dry out, so maybe cook it partly with foil. And just let it cook without foil for the last 10-15 minutes. Bake it out because dried stuffing is not nice. So, I've got my bowl. I don't like to use plastic, especially not with hot things. Opening the bread. And now I am just scooping out the inside. This is sliced. But it came sliced. You don't necessarily need to have it sliced because you need the inside of the bread and you don't want the crusts. So I'm scooping it out with my hands. And there's no need to get any kind of specialty bread because, you know, you're making stuffing, for goodness sake. Some people cut theirs, you know, cut their bread, but I figure there's no need to cube it or anything. Just smush it with your hands. It comes out better anyway. Obviously, you're going to wash your hands before you start this process. So, and that's basically it. That's how I make my stuffing. People seem to enjoy it. to be honest, stuffing is not one of my favorite things to eat. Every year I get excited about making stuffing, and then I realize that I don't really like it as much as I think I do. But it's okay. It's festive. The chestnuts and spices certainly add a lot to it. You can add different things. You can add pine nuts. You can add almonds. You can add raisins, sultanas, dried fruit, you know, apricots, I don't know. Seems a bit much for me, but you can. You can. Just taking off these crusts. You really don't want the crust. You might think they're not too hard, but then that's the part that dries out. And it's kind of, nah. You don't want the crusts. Trust me. Trust me. Pretend like you're making cucumber sandwiches with no crust for your high tea. Okay. So there you have it, basically. That's my basic stuffing recipe. Every year I make it just a little bit different. This year I'm going to have probably add some thyme and some spice. I did add some sage at one time. Just play with it. You know. Just play with it. Since people don't celebrate Christmas here, it's going to be a very low-key Christmas dinner. Just Jeff, Rosie, and me, and I invited my mom. Just so we have a guest. We did get a lovely Christmas box from our lovely friend Catherine in Germany. Thank you, Catherine. Chocolate, tea, candles. Beautiful. I love Christmas in Germany. They have the best things. I'm not going to make mulled wine this year because nobody seems to drink it. I certainly don't. So it's probably almost time for me to go. If you have any questions about this stuffing, I've just mushed up all the bread. Just sticking my hands in there, my clean hands, and taking everything apart and mushing them without the crust. I'm going to go now. Listen to Nine Lessons and Carol. Have a happy Christmas. Enjoy yourself. Don't drink too much. Eat enough. And we'll talk to you again very soon.
1 minute and 20 seconds time remaining. Which channel? Publish button.